And so any normalcy you thought you had in your life, it's going to change dramatically because you have these investigators, NCIS, CID, OSI, or command investigators pouring into your life. And anyone knows that if someone looks hard enough, they're going to find something, right? And it may not be what you are accused of, but if they dig hard enough or dig deep enough, they're going to find something that you might have done wrong.
All right, Tim, I'm glad I have you on recording here because we're going to talk about what really happens when you're accused of a crime in the military. So as a military attorney, what happens the moment that a service member actually is formally accused of whatever they're being accused of?
First off, their life changes dramatically the day they're accused, the moment they're accused, because they go from having likely an upward trajectory in the military, a great social group, a chain of command that likely thinks, if not highly, at least moderately of them. They don't look at them as as a poor performing soldier or a dirtbag. And so your social circle changes almost immediately. Now everyone thinks you're guilty of some offense, whether you committed it or not. You're guilty until proven innocent. Yeah, your chain of command is likely not going to give you better assignments. If there's TDYs they need to send you on or exercises, you're probably not going to be getting those. And so your day-to-day life is going to change quite a bit and your social network can change quite a bit because now you looked at someone who's committed this offense. That's the first thing. On the investigative side, your life's going to get torn apart. NCIS or CID, they're going to start peeling back the onion and figure out everything you've ever done in your life. They're going to look, like, depending on the type of offense, look at your bank records, talk to your spouse, talk to your girlfriend, talk to your boyfriend, talk to your ex-girlfriends, talk to your neighbors, talk to your family, talk to people in the barracks. And your life's going to get peeled apart. And so let's say you're accused of something you didn't do, but you have NCIS. Let's say it's a sexual assault. It's very common in the military, these allegations. And now everyone in your social circle and family circle, imagine this is a situation, gets asked about your sexual habits. And they call you someone that's predatory. And they say you're a rapist. And these are the way they talk about you. Even if you're not, that's going to, people are going to start walking away from that because they don't want to be part of you and your reputation is going to be tarnished quite a bit. They're going to, you know, looking for your bank records, try to get your cell phone. And so there's this going to be this investigation that happens surrounding you where your life's going to be taken inside out. And so any normalcy you thought you had in your life, it's going to change dramatically because you have these investigators, NCIS, CID, OSI, or command investigators pouring into your life. And anyone knows that if someone looks hard enough, they're going to find something, right? And it may not be what you are accused of, but if they dig hard enough or dig deep enough, they're going to find something that you might have done wrong, no matter what. I mean, this is not something we do, but think about taxes. Think about if someone audited your taxes for the last 10 years, every deduction you ever took, everything you've ever filed and wanted a receipt for it, they're going to, oh, well, you took this deduction for a charitable contribution for $250 and didn't have a receipt for it from Catholic Charities. Here, here's your tax fraud. You're a thief. Come on. You know, and that's just the reality of what could potentially happen. So your life gets turned upside down. You're looked at differently by the command. And now you're facing a very uncertain future because you've got potentially criminal allegations in front of you.
Now, I know you're an attorney and you're not a psychologist, but I mean, obviously there's an emotional toll to all this. So, I mean, how do you instruct your clients to kind of handle the emotional part of this that, you know, because it's really impacting their daily life.
It is. The emotional toll of it's monumental. And these cases are very personal. And so you need an advocate, you need a friend, you need someone that's going to walk with you through this entire process that when something happens, you know, whether there's panic ensues or how do I handle these investigators are talking to my neighbors, the investigators telling my wife things that didn't happen. Mm-hmm. How do you handle all of that? So you need someone that can walk this with you from the beginning to the end that can, you know, not only just keep you accountable, but can help you understand what's going on. The importance or non-importance of it and kind of keep you mentally sound throughout the process. It's very difficult to do. And it's easy as an outsider to say, it may not be that hard, but these individuals, you can lead these really strong, tough Marines and they can break down because they're falsely accused and they're having their life turned inside out. So it's really important to be able to walk with them through each step of the process and to keep them informed because information's key. I mean, because otherwise they're stuck in a vacuum without any information and your mind starts running wild and catastrophizing. So that's a huge part of it. And then part of it's just keeping your spirit up, keeping your routine up, keeping in the gym, keeping your PT, whatever you do that keeps you normal, that it motivates you every day. You've got to keep on doing that. If you love hitting the gym, you know, 5 days a week and you stop going because of this, you're going to be miserable.
Yeah.
If you love going out with your wife because of this, but now everything's on hold because she's questioning, you know, your actions, you've got to be able to find a way to bridge that and have that sense of normalcy, because it's going to be exceptionally difficult to get through the process. And these military investigators, they'll prey on this. They'll wait for you to be in a moment of weakness, and they may call you back in to try to re-interview you. They may wait for you to make a mistake or tell someone about what happened, and they're waiting for this. These investigators aren't idiots. And so, you know, being mentally focused and being, you know, having a clear mind and throughout the entire process is exceptionally important. The other thing I'll add on this is objectivity is exceptionally critical here, because you may not understand why something matters in your case or doesn't matter. And you need someone who can shoot you straight and be objective as to why, you know, what matters, what doesn't, why we might need to interview one person, why a certain piece of evidence should be turned over, shouldn't be turned over, and how it plays into a long-term, you know, picture of your case. You need to have someone that understands the bigger picture and can be objective with you and help you get through this. And the reality is, while I'm not a psychologist, you know, I'm an attorney, you know, I say people think I'm a psychologist, I'm half as qualified and twice as expensive, right? But the reality is that's part of what we do every day. We understand human interaction. We understand what it's like to be a service member. And I've walked so many Marines and soldiers, sailors and airmen through these situations to help get them through it, that you kind of understand what it's like.
When people get accused of things, obviously there's rumors, there's all sorts of things that happen. Can an accusation follow somebody even if they're found not guilty? Like, let's fast forward you take them to trial, you fight, they're acquitted, yet they still have this tarnished reputation. I mean, how do you handle that?
It happens a lot, unfortunately. I mean, you can get looked at like, hey, you beat the rap, you had some technicality, whatever it happens to be. And that can happen, you know, and the smaller the service, maybe in the Marine Corps, this is more likely than in the Army. Although Marines are a different group. You know, I think Marines understand that people get falsely accused a lot. And, you know, that's what happens. You know, if you win, bottom line. I like to get people out of the chain of command. And so you get an acquittal, get a transfer, do a PCS, get to a new command and start fresh. Now, oftentimes there are commands that are incredibly supportive. I've had cases where a command is very supportive and they don't believe their Marine committed the misconduct. They don't want the case to go to trial, but now it's not command driven anymore, at least with Office of the Special Trial Counsel.
Yep.
So you may have a sexual assault case that the command would never bring, but you've got a prosecutor trying to make their numbers, mm-hmm. and they're all up on their high horse and take a case to trial, and the command thinks it's trash anyways. And so in those cases, the vindication is, you know, for the service member, and the command is saying, what the hell are you doing to the prosecutor? So that's one set of cases, but that's not most cases. Oftentimes these things can follow you, and you want to get to a new duty station, get to a new location. This is particularly true OCONUS. I mean, I do so many cases in Oki, so many cases in Japan and Korea. Those are small communities. You know, there are a lot of military service members there, but they're small communities. If you win a trial in Korea, get the hell out of Korea before you get accused of something else. Get the IFST lifted, get on the first thing smoking and get back to the States. And so there's strategies we can put into place to help people overcome that. But the reality is that just happens, right? But better to have a stigma follow you than to be stuck in Leavenworth for 30 years. I mean, True. So I say, well, if I hire civilian counsel, am I going to look guilty? Oh, I say, I'd much rather look guilty hanging out in my backyard by the pool than be found guilty in prison for 30 years.
Yeah.
Every day of the week. And so, yeah, just some things you can do.
So if somebody listening right now, if they're currently facing an accusation, what's the most important thing that they need to hear right now that they generally don't if they're not talking to a lawyer? So I'm talking to a lawyer right now. This is your opportunity to tell them what they need to hear.
Well, the first thing I say is that these cases can be won. Don't be hopeless. Right? Don't catastrophize and be hopeless, because what happens is you get in the sense of hopelessness and despair that you're not going to come out of this okay, that you're going to lose your family, you lose your career, lose your freedom. And that's simply not true. I don't care if you confess. I don't care if they've got you on CCTV footage. I don't care what the evidence looks like. You have to have hope that you can win this case. Otherwise, you're just going to throw in the towel and you're as good as locked up right now. Mm-hmm. And so the first thing is you have to have that hope and that belief in yourself and the system that these cases can be won. Now, the second thing is hope is not going to get it done on its own. You know, I may hope to do a lot of things in my life, but if I don't put the work in, I'm never going to get there, you know? And so it's not about being lucky. It's not about hope. That's part of it. But now you have to take something actionable to get there. And so that's going to be, you know, the first thing is always talk to counsel and find a good attorney. There are a lot of lousy attorneys out there. There are a lot of attorneys who are doing defense because they're told to do defense by the Army, tells them, hey, you're going to be in TDS next. Oh, great. Awesome. I'll do that for 2 years. If your attorney doesn't love what he or she does, isn't passionate about what he or she does, and is a record of winning these cases and can inspire you to believe you can win, move on. Mm-hmm. And so you have to have that hope that you can win this and that belief that you can win this, and then make that actionable. Talk to an attorney, talk to a team that can put a plan in place so you're not stuck in prison, you know, 6 months or a year from now, regretting your decisions previously.
An accusation in the military carries consequences that go far beyond the courtroom. But knowing what to expect and how to respond can make all the difference. Stay informed, stay ready, and we'll see you next time on Off the Record with Tim Bielecki.